Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pop quiz time.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Going through some old stuff in my closet, and I stumbled across some of my early communications, mass communications courses, and one of the tests that we had. And I remember we had to do an oral reading of this sentence.
Okay.
So I just went ahead and made some copies of it. And I thought, since we're all professional DJs now, we've been doing this for many years, it would be interesting to see how we perform on this sentence that we had to read in class out loud many years ago.
Oh, I hate that time.
Do we get to practice, or are you just going to hand it and start reading?
Just going to hand it to you. I mean, you'll have a few moments to glance at it, I guess, but it's not like we're going to spend a lot of time looking over this. Okay. But I think it would be just interesting to hear, after all these years that we've been doing this, how good we are at, because we should be pretty solid at this point, I think, with as much experience as we have.
I'm nervous.
Okay. So, Heidi, then we'll start with you, since you're nervous.
All right. Awesome.
I've highlighted the sentence that we are to read. Don't worry, it's not like a tongue twister, like he sold seashells or she sold seashells on the seashore type thing.
That's not right.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
She sells seashells by a seashore. I nailed it.
Okay.
All right, Heidi, would you like to go ahead and just read the sentence? You don't have to go particularly fast, just in a nice steady cadence.
I bought a bit of baking powder and baked a batch of biscuits. I brought a big basket of biscuits back to the bakery and baked a basket of big biscuits. Then I took the big basket of biscuits and the basket of big biscuits and mixed the big biscuits with the basket of biscuits that was next to the big basket and put a bunch of biscuits from the basket into a biscuit mixer and then brought the basket of biscuits and the box of mixed biscuits and the biscuit mixer to the bakery and opened a tin of sardines.
I gotta say, though, you know, I'm impressed by Heidi's biscuits. If you've not seen her biscuits,
and
she's
Tom,
got some nice ones.
This is exactly like she shells.
No, you can't even say the first sentence of she shells,
yes,
she shores.
It's a tongue twister.
But this one, Heidi, I think you did a solid A there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A couple of minor missteps, but that was a good solid read.
Are those flaky biscuits, like hungry?
Well, here, why don't we find out, Hawk? You go ahead and read it.
Wow.
I bought a bit of baking powder and baked a batch of biscuits. I bought a big basket of biscuits back to the bakery and baked a basket of big biscuits. Then I took the big basket of biscuits and the basket of biscuits, big biscuits, and mixed the big biscuits with the basket of biscuits that was next to the big basket of a bunch of biscuits from the basket into a biscuit mixer and brought the basket of biscuits and the box of mixed biscuits and the biscuit mixer to the bakery and open a bunch of sardines.
I'd give him a B on that. He did pretty well.
Hey, you're happy with that?
I am.
An A for reading.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
a B
I'm
on this.
Shocked. Right, kid. I knew my sight words. That's all I'm excited about.
Oh, I should have brought my glasses.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
I bought a bit of baking powder and baked a batch of biscuits. I brought a big basket of biscuits back to the bakery and baked a basket of big biscuits. Then I took the big basket of biscuits and the basket of big biscuits and mixed the big biscuits with the basket of biscuits that was next to the big basket and put a bunch of biscuits from the basket into a biscuit mixer.
Yeah.
And I brought the basket of biscuits and the box of mixed biscuits and the biscuit mixer to the bakery and opened a tin of sardines.
I would say that's what, A minus?
You know what?
He got to be about like I did.
Not quite.
I need my glasses, really. I could barely read it.
But why did they make us do this when we had our, broadcasting, got our broadcast license?
Just to look at this, if you were able to mark it like I would read it over again, the word big plays a big role in this. So
that's the difference in the two baskets of biscuits. Yeah. Is one basket of biscuits is big, and the other basket of biscuits is just a basket of biscuits.
But it has big biscuits in it.
You've got to mix them.
So
you're down to a B minus now, and you're about to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's kind of cool. It shows you what you should stress and what you should emphasize, and I think that's kind of cool.
Her croissants are nice too.
I like it.
I was a little confused as to where the tin of sardines fit into the whole thing, really.
That was the comic relief in the entire sentence.
Really? Because it didn't make me laugh. I just thought, I thought of you, Heidi. I thought Heidi probably would get a tin of sardines with that.
And I do like sardines.
They just don't go with biscuits.
No.
Sure, they do.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this was just to weed out the people that liked sardines.
Oh, well.
It just never made sense with me.
Well, neither does what you say.
Well, honestly, math didn't either in school.
Okay. How about science?
Well, you know, you need it.
Well, there either, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to say you guys all passed today.
Yay.
And with relatively good grades. So it is true. All these years of experience and practice have paid off.
That's cool.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah. Could you imagine if we had sucked at this?
Yeah.
I could have. I actually thought one of us might.
Just don't ask us the math problem to this. Because is this a word problem?
Hawk, this is mass communications. We didn't have any math.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.